Hi, this is Cherry Lee Mewis, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe.
Shades of JJ Cale, but it's not. It's a former Rolling Stone, Bill Wyman, who, after he left the Stones, formed the band The Rhythm Kings, a a loose collection of English musicians, actually not just English, but musicians from across the world, and brings an album out every so often. That's from 10 years ago. It's called Groovin'. I think it was the first of the Rhythm King CDs, opening up The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, on Skybird Radio, and of course as a podcast across the world. Welcome to the show. I was doing a boat safety examination in London this week, and the boat was called, it was a narrow boat, which we are peculiar to the UK. They're very, very narrow, 6 foot wide, and this one was 45 foot long, and it was called Georgie 2. And I'm telling you that because that was Georgie Fame on vocals there. And so another CD which arrived this week is a reissue of some of the stuff from nearly 40-odd years ago. 1964 to 65, Georgie Fame had a residency at the Flamingo Club in London, played some fine jazzy tunes, and here he is with the James Brown original, and Papa's got a brand new bag to make it Georgie 2.
A brand new bag.
From 45 years ago, Georgie Fame and the Mod Classic CD has just been released and Papa's got a brand new bag. It's difficult to underestimate the power of the Flamingo Club at the time, because here in UK we were fed an anodyne white bread diet of English pop bands, basically. And there was no English radio network to be able to hear the stuff. Luxembourg used to play some good R&B and blues and the Motown and the Soul from those days. The Flamingo Club was special because it was full of black guys. I used to come down from the northeast. I was a 120-pound, dripping wet, 5'7", skinny Geordie from the northeast. And you would go to the Flamingo Club and it was full of these enormous, built like house end black guys who were all American servicemen who were based outside of London but would come into London for the weekend. And why it was important was because they brought the records in, which they had from the States. And so you heard stuff there which you couldn't hear anywhere else. And that's where people like Georgie Fame got most of his repertoire from the records that the black guys brought in. It was a fabulous time. Young and gay and innocent I was then. I'm only one of the three now. Lots of great stuff in the show for this week, including a live guest from Wales, well, originally, but now from Bedford, north of London. We've got the lovely Cherry Lee Mewis coming up in about 20 minutes' time. A new CD just been released from one of my favourites, Eric Bibb. It's called Booker's Guitar, and here he is with a track which has been covered by thousands over the years, I would guess. Led Zeppelin is just a name but one. Blind Willie Johnson, who also wrote things like Soul of a Man, which Eric Burden covered a couple of years ago. And we've had this track played by many people live. The last time Dave Kelly and Paul Jones were here, they did a live version of it. But here, from his new album, Eric Bibb, and this is Nobody's Fault But Mine.
Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. At home, baby, my soul be lost. Nobody's fault but mine. Sister, she taught me how to read. Sister, she taught me how to read. At home, baby, my soul be lost. Nobody's fault but mine. I have a Bible in my home. I have a Bible in my home. If I don't read, my soul be lost. Father, he taught me how to read. Father, he taught me how to read. If I don't read, my soul be lost. Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. I don't need my soul be lost. Mother, she taught me how to read. Mother, she taught me how to read. I don't need my soul be lost. Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. If I don't read, my soul be lost. Nobody's fault but mine.
Superb CD. It's called Booker's Guitar, just been issued. You can get it in most of the usual places. I got mine from eMusic. That's Eric Bibb and Blind Willie Johnson's original Nobody's Fault But Mine. Blind Willie Johnson, the things he wrote, like Soul of a Man I've mentioned, Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground, a whole raft of great stuff. And John the Revelator was one of his too. And bearing in mind, he made no money out of it. He died a pauper and died before most of us were born in 1945 or thereabouts, but left a legacy of some great, great stuff. I think you'll enjoy the album. You'll find it, as I say, on all the usual places. The Raven and the Blues, a new CD just been released. It's called Alligator Alley. It's a compilation of some of the great Louisiana and New Orleans musicians, Alan Toussaint, Fats Domino, and so on. And here is a track from the album, which is called Careless Love. Thank you. Miles away there. I was just thinking, Careless Love. I was trying to work out whether Buddy Bolden, I think, was the person who first performed it, I guess, way back at the turn of the last century. But I don't think it was his. And I was about to look on the internet to see who had written Careless Love, and then all of a sudden it was a short track. It ran out. Anyway, from the new album Alligator Alley, a compilation of some of the old Fats Domino and Alan Toussaint stuff from, I would guess, about 40 years ago. It's a really fine CD, and that's the Buddy Bolden original. Let's go for it, shall we? And Careless Love, a number which has been both a jazz and a blues number over the years. Let's move now to something which is new to the home of the blues. Chris Canas, his new CD is called She's Breaking Me. It came in the post about 7 or 8 days ago. Some great stuff on it. And here he has a track with it called A Trouble in Paradise.
She calls another man's name. Oh, you say my baby's got the good stuff. She wouldn't do me like that. Then you turn into a flatfoot trying to catch her in the act. I smell trouble. Follow your woman to work. Everything checked out cool. You start to have a couple doubts, and it makes you feel like a fool. She meets some man at a restaurant. You think they must be friends. Then you get all the proof you need when those so-called friends started to kiss her. I smell trouble. Look out. paradise. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Track 3 on the CD, written by Chris himself and making his debut on the show. Chris Canas, together with the Blues Revolution, the rest of the other members of the band. A great, great CD. I think out of Ann Arbor, Michigan. I think that's where he is now. And that's called Trouble in Paradise. The whole CD is actually called She's Breaking Me. We'll be featuring more tracks from Chris in the weeks and months to come. If you'd like to drop me an email, wherever you are in the world, it'd be great to hear from you. dave@raven.dj. Here in the UK, look out, you're looking out the window now. It's a cold, grey, wet day, and it's been a cold, grey, wet week. I could do with some sunshine from somewhere. Let's move now to Rick Estrin and the Nightcats, bring some sunshine into the music, and taken from their last CD, which came out, I suppose, about 6 months ago now, which is called Twisted. Here they are with a track with a great title. It's called I'm Taking Out the In-Laws.
Like you, bad enough you've been bossing me. I can't take your mama too. I'm gonna take out my in-laws before this day is through. They won't bother me no more, and I won't be troubling you. You might talk about I don't like to get up for work each day. She said that what I do ain't working at all the same way. Mama said to put me down, she could shop you around, you could marry a bank. I'm at the end of my rope, I'll wrap it around her neck. I think I'm gonna take out my in-laws before this day is through. Won't bother me no more, and I won't. Gotta run.
Guest Rin and the Nightcats, taken from their album on Alligator Records, about 6 or 8 months old now, called Twisted, and taking out the in-laws. It's the Raven and the Blues, looking at the figures, which on the downloads for the month of January, the rise continues. We had a dip in December, which was kind of strange. Now, November was high, December dipped right down, January is kind of back to normal again. And also gratifying the number of people who are using the iPhone app to get the programme. If you've got an iPhone or an iPod Touch, the application is $1.99 or £1.19 from the iTunes store, and it means once you've got that, every time there's a new Raven and Blues, it appears automatically onto your iPhone or your iPod Touch. And I've had some super emails from people who've actually got the iPhone app and finding it's changing their life on the way they listen to the programme. Okay, time for our live guest this week, Cherry Lee Mewis, and on guitar, Max Milligan. Now, if you've already heard the full session and don't want to hear it again, just spin forward 12 minutes to about 39 minutes into the show and you'll get to the end of this particular session. But if you want to hear it all over again, here is Cherry Lee Mewis.
Hi, this is Cherry Lee Mewis, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe.
Oh, well, the sun burnt down from the clear blue sky. You'll be working in a field now, the cold is high. Taking the time to put a shine on my car, yeah. Oh, well, it's Saturday night, and I'm headed for the Western Star. Oh, well, the Western Star is a place in town where you can really pick them up and put them down. Everything's easy, just have a good time, yeah. When the sun goes down, the Western Star will shine. Well, little Billy, little Billy Boogie, hillbilly, little Billy Boogie, hillbilly boogie, rocking at the Western Star. Well, at the Western Star, you can drink your fill, a good cold liquor, fresh from the still, and the Lord don't mind whatever you do, yeah. Cause you'll be drinking with the sheriff and the mayor and the deputy too. Well, little Billy, little bitty boogie, hillbilly, little bitty boogie, hillbilly boogie, rocking at the Western Star. Yeah, man. Driving round with nothing to do on a Saturday night, here's a tip for you. Head straight for the bright light. Step out of your car, yeah. Join the rest of the town, getting ugly at the Western Star. Well, little Billy, little bitty boogie, hillbilly, little bitty boogie, hillbilly boogie, rocking at the Western Star. Well, little Billy, little bitty boogie,
start. The Western Star, the Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, on Skybird Radio. The podcast is an MP3. We welcome someone to the studio who would have travelled a year or so ago, a long way to get here from Wales, but now lives just north of London. Cherry Lee Mewis, welcome to the show. Cherry is your given first name. Mewis, I know, is a family name because of, I've seen your mum's on Facebook and your sister also. But the Lee bit, was the Lee bit given to you or did it come later or where's that from?
No, that's actually my middle name.
Really?
That's my, yeah.
So, who was the rock and roll person in your family then? Who was the person who thought...
Do you know what? No one actually... my mum and dad didn't even realise until...
Really?
Like, christening, apparently. And my uncle pointed it out. He said, Jerry Lee Lewis. Oh, yeah. So, they didn't even realise, believe it or not.
Right. Oh, I see, because I thought... I mean, many of us... Dave Raven is not my real name. It's something I picked up. And the Lee bit, Dave Lee Travis, the whole Dave Lee Perrin for one stage. There's loads of Lees around. And I thought it's wonderful if you picked it up as you came along. So, you've always been Cherry Lee Mewis.
Wonderful stuff.
So, when you were in the bedroom with a hairbrush, why was it Hoochie Coochie Man or Wang Dang Doodle rather than Wannabe?
Well, I always was into all kinds of music from a young age. I was about 8 when I kind of put a pop group together in school and just always wanted to sing and get out there. And the opportunity came about when I was about 17 to get with a manager and work with a producer in a studio, and I'd always kind of been into rocky stuff as well, and Janis Joplin being a huge influence, and I kind of discovered blues through Janis Joplin. When I kind of read about her influences, yes. Bessie Smith being a big one, and it made me want to go and discover who all these artists were. And I started listening and watching stuff on YouTube, internet being a great thing, and my dad's record collection, of course.
Yes.
Are your
folks blues people too, or just rock people generally?
I love all of it. Really rootsy stuff, how it all began, where everything came from, really. But then when I got with this manager, I was doing material that was kind of more mainstream, commercial, pop R&B stuff. And, well, it was a good opportunity, and I was learning quite a lot in the studio and how to kind of, you know, craft a song together. At the back of my mind, I always had this this thing where it's not the material I want to do, but one day I'll do the material I want to do.
Have enough independence, you mean?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. So I kind of went along for about 3 years doing that stuff, and then started working with Max 2005.
Right. And by then, you were sort of happy enough in yourself, I suppose, would it be, to then say, OK, I'm going to do the blues or bluesy root-based stuff?
Yeah. We kind of came to a point where I parted ways with my old manager and producer, and I was kind of... I felt free in a way, because I could kind of... I had no control. I can do everything myself and make my own decisions. And Max said, what do you want to do? I said, oh, I really love blues. You know, and he's like, really?
were you a blues man too, Max? Were you?
But I started out on the acoustic guitar. I got through the blues through learning stuff by John Renbourn, Burt Jance. Ended up playing folk bars and things like that with Wiz Jones and people like that. And so I sort of was getting the stuff second hand, learning it. I very quickly got into session work and band work, and was doing that for a long, long time. And it was really at the time that I worked with Cherry, I just got more and more into the acoustic, because we would go and do PAs around London and just have... She said, I just want to do one acoustic guitar and just sing. That's how... I don't want to do any backing track stuff. And, and then we gradually filtered in a few blues numbers. But I just said, put some songs down on a CD that you'd like to do, and what I'll do is I'll do an arrangement of them. And within a few weeks we had the stuff for the first album, Little Girl Blue. And I was learning things that I hadn't come across for years, especially Memphis Minnie. I didn't realise how many great songs that she had written. I only knew a few.
So it was a voyage of discovery for both of you then, in a way.
Yeah, I've gone full circle, really, right back to where I started, and going back and watching people like John Renbourn again, because now I get a bit more time off to actually go and see some other people play.
And have you always been a writer, Cherry? Obviously the writing comes relatively... Is it easy or is it a struggle?
I've done it in different ways over the years. I've kind of let something come to me, you know, like lyrics-wise. A lot of lyric ideas come to me when I'm driving. On there on the M1, texting into my phone. I've got to get this lyric down. I've got to get it done. And then other times where I've been in a situation where I've been in the studio and it's like, right, we're writing this song today. Here's the music. Bam, you know, see what you come up with. So that's kind of more on demand doing it. So I've kind of done different ways of writing, but I do prefer the whole when it just comes to you, you know, you hear a great line and then you kind of work the song around that, or I might come up with a little riff, hooky idea on the guitar and play it to Max and be like, I've got this melody idea but I did write from a young age and then it kind of got on the back burner, left on the back burner when I was gigging back in Wales. I was doing a lot of like bar gigs and stuff, and I was doing a lot of covers then, and it got left on the back burner. It's always something I wanted to do more of.
So you see yourself, if you could only do one of these, if you could only write or only sing, which would you do?
That's really hard. Got to be sing.
Right.
But I can't do one part of the other. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's a really hard question.
An unfair question altogether, yes.
But, yeah. Performing and singing is just what I've always wanted to do since I was tiny, you know.
Let's talk about your first album and then your new album after this next one. What we're going to do next?
We're going to do one from the new album. This is called Let's Go Back to the Beginning.
Thank you.
go back to the beginning. We can make a brand new start. And some things happen for a reason that you can't find. I heard you follow your heart, but I was blind to you. Just how did I let you go when I love you so? Because I miss that part of me that you made so complete, and I wanna give back what you gave to me. All of the things that we share, nothing can compare. I want us to go forward and let's go back to the beginning. We gotta make a brand new start. Some things happen for a reason that you can't find. This time I'll follow my heart. I won't deny how you made me feel. I wanna find out more, because you were made for me, and I need you in my life, and nothing feels right. And when we're together, everything feels better. All of the things that you do, my heart always knew we can start over. So let's go back to the beginning. We can make a brand new start. And some things happen for a reason that you can't find. I'll follow my heart. I won't deny. Let's go back to the beginning. Hey, we can make a brand new start. And some things happen for a reason that you can find. I'll follow my heart, I won't deny. Let's go back. Let's go back. Let's go back to the beginning. Let's go back.
Amazing. Two live tracks from our guest this week, Cherry Lee Mewis. And you can hear the complete session, two more numbers, a lot more conversation. And if you go to the Raven and the Blues page at raven.dj/R&B and click on the link under her photograph. Also, there's a video there as well. The video is just of the songs and not the conversation. And it's actually quite high. If it starts to stutter for you, it's because I've put it up at such a high level of quality. It takes a long time to download. I'm going to put a lower quality version up on the internet. But for the time being, just hit the pause button until the thing is sort of buffered enough. But you can see Cherry singing too. Fine looking girl, great voice too. She's going to come back later in the year and do some more material from her new album as well. Cherry Lee Mewis. Our next guest is going to be Coco Montoya, and that's in about 3 weeks' time. The Raven and the Blues, the album which came out at the beginning of the year, called Blues and Roots Australia Volume 7 Bar Closed. It's the last one in the series, which is a great pity, but it's again has got a great collection of Australian blues artists from across the length and breadth of that huge country. Here's somebody making his debut on the show, Todd Cook from Victoria, and We All Bleed.
Your bleed blood, for looks the same, spilled on the grave. Red stain. Rich man, poor man, they all have their place. man blue side.
Victoria, Australia, but influenced by the Northern Territories where he lived for a while. Todd Cook. Track taken from his second album, Hunting Ground. And taken there from the Blues and Roots Australia Volume 7, Bar Closed. That's a track which is called We All Bleed. Let's move now to the Aces and their album, which came out about 6 months ago, Nobody Rides for Free. And here they are with Drinking Song.
somebody. Please buy me a train. Won't you buy me a train? Yes, want someone. Please buy me a train. Won't you buy me a train? Plain to see, and it's plain to see. Stayed up late last night, drinking liquor all alone. So all was just on me. Wringing my hands, and crying all alone. So all alone, I was just sitting here waiting. For my sweet angel to come home. Won't you please come home? My mother told me at the young age of 14
a year ago. The band were in the studio recording that album. They recorded in Greaseland Studios in San Jose in California in January of last year. That's the band The Aces. That'll please Derek Irving. Sky O'Banion on harp and vocals, Derek Irving on lead guitar and sitar, and Mike Gutch on drums. A superb CD on El Toro Records came out towards the end of the year. The CD is called Nobody Rides for Free, and that's a great, slow, ominous number called The Drinking Song. Good stuff indeed. Here's something I found on eMusic. It comes from Billy Branch and the Sons of the Blues. It's kind of a live album ish and here they are with Bluebird.
Oh. one out of Maine. I still am a child in, I represent Maine. To do tonight. How about the point one more time, y'all? That's Billy Branch. Give it up. Billy Branch.
The guy that took over from Kerry Bell with Willie Dixon when the Chicago Blues All-Stars all those years ago, and then eventually formed his own group in the 70s, the Sons of the Blues, and that is the Sons of the Blues, together with Kerry's son, Larry Bell. And I'm not quite sure when that was recorded. It's just been put together and released on eMusic, and it's called Billy Branch and the Sons of the Blues. It's called Bluebird, but really it's Manish Boy, isn't it, really? Anyway, it's good stuff. And if you like that, there are 12 CDs altogether in the set, not all from Billy Branch, but from lots of other blues artists, all live recordings, and they've all just been released this week on eMusic, and you'll find that at eMusic.com, but you'll find the links anyway on the Raven and the Blues page at raven.dj. Okay, next is somebody we discovered about 2 months ago. Her name is Zora Young, from the album Tore Up From the Floor Up from 5 years ago. Here's Love of Mine.
Oh!
somebody I'm ashamed to say I only discovered about 3 or 4 months ago, I guess. She's Zora Young. She's been around for a little while. She's in her 60s and been singing since the 1960s too. And that's taken from the album which came out 5 years ago, Tore Up From The Floor Up, and that is Love of Mine. And that's almost it for The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, on Skybird Radio, and of course as a podcast. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the show. It's been a week of late nights for me, and I'm suffering. I just can't do late nights anymore. And so therefore the show has been a little bit, if you say, more laid back than perhaps usual. If you'd like to drop me an email, I owe lots of emails which have come in over the last 7 or 8 days. Michael, I'm going to be responding to you and to all the others who've dropped me emails and needing a response. I'm sorry I'm being a bit tardy about things, but if you want to drop me an email, I promise I'll get round to answering it either on air or directly to you, and that's dave@raven.dj. Website soon to change, as I mentioned last week, but the website is raven.dj. A new design coming quite soon when I can find the time. And also you can make donations, and also look at all the previous shows and see some of the videos too. Let's close with John Mayall, the godfather of the blues here in the UK, from the album from 3 years ago, In the Palace of the King. Here he is with You've Got Me Licked. Have a great week. I'll talk to you next week. From me, Dave Raven. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You're too much competition, and you know that it's true. I must admit, you're too cool, my kind of fool. You got me licked. Till 4, and you get home at night, and you sit down and lie to me that you've been working all the time. I must admit, tell me that's your cousin or your kid.